Blog Talk Radio. Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say,
Lord, I want more.
Lord, I know. unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I hurt you. Lost so many times to find you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You played it all.
I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting life.
I never knew a love so true. You gave your life.
You gave
but
your life.
Still I hurt you.
Still I hurt
so
you.
So many times.
So many times
again.
I crucified you. Forgive me for
you
my sin.
Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am none other than Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas, here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God on our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, guys, call a friend, call a neighbor. Let them know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And make sure that you guys give that number out to let them know that they can call in for prayer. or just to share their testimony, or they just want to just tell them or tell us how the radio broadcast is blessing them, that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to acknowledge that you need to, you want to speak, or you have prayer, or you have a request. You just let us know, and we will make sure that we make that happen for you. Our guest this morning is none other than Pastor Brian Ames. Again, Pastor Brian Ames from Atlanta, Georgia, will be on with us here shortly. Listen, guys, if you guys are looking for a word, this month is geared toward restoring our fire as men. This is what our series this month is going to be geared toward. The Lord laid it on our hearts. You know, guys, usually we just go in and we just allow the Holy Ghost to move, but the Lord impressed on my heart to give the topic restoring the fire. Sometimes we lose our get up and go. Sometimes we lose our push. Sometimes we lose our drive. Sometimes we lose our get up and get to what we need to do, and we need to be restored. So this is that month where we're going to use for restoring the fire. And guys, as always, we're going to start our day off with a prayer and a scripture on this morning. So lend me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this great opportunity. We do not take what you've given to us lightly. Father, we bless and magnify your mighty and rich name. For it is in you we live. It is in you we breathe. It is in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, we stretch our hands to you right now. God, and we ask that if you would, God, keep us, God, protect us, watch over us, guide us, give us the wisdom and knowledge that we need to continue in this fight. God, don't let us be weary in well-doing. God, don't let us faint in the fight. But Lord, let us be able to stand and to withstand in the midst of all that is going on. God, we understand that the enemy will come against us like a flood. But Father, we also realize that you will build up a standard against the enemy. So we give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. Father, you are God all by yourself. And beside you, my God, there is no other. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would step into the room, wherever they may be, God, and give them the ability to hear the message that's going to go forth, encourage their hearts, strengthen their minds, give them that push, that drive, God, that they need to get going, God, and get into the place that you would desire for them to be. Father, we pray that your hand of mercy and grace will not only just continue with them, but Lord, will always be with them. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Our morning scripture this morning is Psalms 91:1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty. That is our morning scripture. That is our morning scripture. We pray that that morning scripture will bless you, keep you, protect you, and watch over you as you go throughout your day. Now, guys, also we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of our great countries that are tuning in. And, guys, we thank you so very much for continuing to connect with us, continuing to be a part of us, continuing to expand across the globe as you do. And we thank you so very much for all that you do. We ask that you guys continue to be here with us. We want to thank you guys. We know in some of those countries that you guys are listening to us in, some rural countries. In those rural countries, the gospel is considered as a sacrilege. They're considered that as going against the grain, going against their religion. But we want to thank you guys for taking out that time to pray, to be listening in on the broadcast and to share in on the broadcast. And those of you all that are missionaries and pastors and apostles that are there, that are in that country, we are praying for you as well. Know that no weapon formed against you should prosper. Know that the hand of the enemy cannot prosper against your life. The work that you do, we thank you for not taking your hand from the plow, putting your hand there and continuing to do the work. We pray for those souls that are being transformed as well, asking God to continue to protect and keep them in his safety and in his care. We thank God for that opportunity that you guys have to go into that place and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're continuing and constantly and fervently praying for you, because we understand that that is a hard task. That is a hard task. Amen? Amen. God bless you guys so very much. I thank you. I thank you for trusting the God in us to be able to pray for you and intercede for you and to continue to cover you guys in the endeavor that you guys go into. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Kenya. We have Jamaica. We have Zimbabwe. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Russia. We have Bulgaria. We have Mexico. And ladies and gentlemen, we just picked up the United Kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. We just picked up the United Kingdom. We're celebrating that today as well. We want to let those guys know that's over in the United Kingdom. Thank you for trusting the God in us to speak life to you. Thank you for allowing us to be able to move freely in the spirit, to speak to your heart, speak to your mind, to speak to you where you are, and to encourage, empower, and strengthen you through the word of God is what we do. And we're just excited, amen, we're just excited about what God has to say on this morning through the great man of God that will be on board with us on this morning. Get your young men around. Get your young men around. Get your sons. Get your nephews. Get your grandsons and sit with them this morning and let the man of God encourage their hearts to restore that fire, restore that fight, restore that drive back to them. Amen. Give them that strength that they need to continue to fight the good fight of faith on this morning, to build them in a way like only God can. Only God can. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, guys, we ask you guys to continue to tune in and listen in. Listen, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Jesus came and grabbed me and saved me.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? Come on, here today. Hunt somebody next to tell me, I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Tonight we're on the potter's wheel right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good, but we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
So
Amen. He has his hands on you. He has his hand on us. We're just grateful that God is yet in control. Guys, remember that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Those of you all that are listening in via the Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast by your computer, you can actually call in and you can speak with myself and Pastor Ames on this morning. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to acknowledge that you guys want to speak, and we will be glad to assist you, whether you want prayer or whether you want to share your testimony or you just need a word of encouragement on this morning. We are here for you this morning to give you that strength. Amen. Amen. Now listen, guys, I can't hold the man of God any longer. I can't hold the man of God any longer. Pastor Amos is here with us. Pastor Amos is here with us on this morning. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor Brian Amos. Man of God, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man of God. Listen, we're gonna let you drop the mic this morning, Doc. We're gonna let you drop the mic. So we're gonna let the word go forth, Doc. We're ready.
Amen. Amen. First of all, I'd like to say good morning to all of the listeners out there in Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I'm honored to be here in the Man Up Monday. Amen. First of all, I give honor to God, who is the great head of my life. Amen. And his darling son, Jesus. Man, I thank God for the blood this morning. because at one point in time, I was disconnected. I thank God for God. Second of all, but not least, amen, I'd like to thank you, Apostle, for allowing me to get on here and just kind of chop it up about the word, you know. I was looking at what was the topic on today, and it really, really excited me because I've been talking about restoration and doing a little series in church and stuff like that on restoration and stuff like that, and it led me down a little rabbit hole that most men of the cloth like to sit there and say it just keeps on going and going. So and trying to keep it centralized, I always like to try to make sure that we have an understanding and a great understanding, because sometimes we leave. Let's be honest, we leave church or we leave places and we still have questions and we never got answers to, especially with topics and things of that nature. But when I looked at the word restore, it intrigued me because it's an action word or a verb that I like to call it. I love this wordplay that God had in this, because when we talk about restoring, we talk about an action. And it intrigued me because I looked at the definition, and it's crazy that we talk about restoration a lot and we don't ever try to give people complete clarity in what they are talking about restoring. And God began to play with my mind and make me think about like restoration with cars and restoration with all these different things. But it amazes me that if we just look at the definition, we could get a good clarity. Watch this. Restoration means to give back or return. I love the fact that the second part of the definition said to put, or it literally says to put or bring back into existence or use. And the title or the subject tonight or today is to put back in existence or use the fire. My God, my God. I just got excited about that fast, real quick, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to agitate, or if you will, agitate is good, to shift around what was lost in our life. Some people don't have a lit flame any longer. They don't have that push or desire or drive to sit there and do something. And let's be honest, the weight of this world can sit there and kind of put your fire out. It don't matter. Sometimes we get weighed down so much with all of the things that are around us. And, and because this is Man Up Monday, let's just be honest, some of us men, we don't have that desire, that push, that drive. And I wondered why, and I was thinking that because maybe we're not encouraged. So let's encourage each other on today. Like, at the end of the day, you can still make it. Because if we have to sit there and put something back in existence, that means that there's a flame that has literally been unlit no longer. Because you have been worried, you have been downtrodden, you have been literally weighed down with every care in life. And let's be honest, as a man, we just want to sit there and make sure that we can provide, or we want to make sure that we can love on, or we want to make sure that something is protected, because that's in our innate nature, in order to sit there and make sure that what we love or what we take care of is being taken care of. But I love this again because it says to bring back or put, look, watch this. This is interesting to me here. Third portion was to bring back or put into a former or original space. Now, when we say that, that's awesome because, oh, then I love this other part. It says renew. So restoring means to renew. If we're talking about to try to restore something, we're trying to bring back to a newness. That means that there's a spark, that little fire that was there, it probably dimmed out, but now we know that we have a spark, so we got to bring that thing back into full flame. Apostle, listen, I'm wondering at the end of the day, what is it that is trying to put out our fire? Because if we're talking about restoring it, there was something that tried to put it out. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm going to tell you right now, if the things that I work for, if it gets taken away from me, my fire just got put out. I don't know about anybody else, but if I worked hard to sit there and make sure that things were taken care of in my house, let's just be honest with ourselves today. If I try to work hard to make sure that something's getting taken, watch this. If we feel like we failed somewhere, our fire gone. Let's just be honest. If we feel like we've come short in some kind of place, our fire has been put out, and there's no more drive. But today I'm encouraging you, amen, to hold on because God himself can sit there and restore this fire. God can restore this fire. So, Apostle, my question is, what is it that do you believe? Now, since we have this conversation, what is it that you believe that is really trying to smother out those men's fires on today?
You know, Pastor, one of the things that I think it is, you know, as men, and this is just,
yes,
this is just like you said, we went with something that when we were, let's go all the way back to the beginning. Let's start there. Let's start in Genesis. We had an assignment in Genesis. Our job was to dress, to take care of, to nurture. That's our job. That was our assignment. And when we feel like we're no longer useful in that place where God has put us at, I think it becomes more now that we're looking at the situation and saying, you know what? What good is it doing me to be here if you don't want me to do what I need to do? It's just like if you were on your job. If your supervisor gave you that job, for him to continue to come and look over your shoulder every 5 minutes, trying to figure out if you're doing the job, it's going to make you turn to him and say, sir, I understand you want this thing done. I understand you want this thing done, right? But let me explain something to you. Lead me to what you gave this thing to me for. Sisters, let me explain something to you. The worst thing you can do is make a man in your life feel like he is useful. He's unuseful. He's not useful to you no more. That's one of the worst things in the world you can do, is make a man feel like he is not useful to you, make a man feel like that he does not have the authority that he's supposed to have in the house, make the man feel like he is worthless in the house, make the man feel like that he don't have the rule over the house. Now, I'm not saying that you got to bow to him when he come in, take his shoes off, rub his feet, and call him Big Daddy and all this other stuff. You ain't got to do all that. But let me explain something to you. It is the level of respect in the man, in the house for the man. It's the level of respect. And when you give him that level of respect, I promise you, you'll get it back. I promise you.
Right.
I promise you. It's just that easy. So to answer your question, Pastor, one of the things that I look at it is this, is that it is us feeling unuseful. Us no longer feeling like we got this thing under control anymore. And truth be told, that's another discussion for another time. We're going to have to do that one privately. We can't do that one on air. We got to do that. They got to be a man cave moment, brother. We got to do that in a man cave moment. This going to be this time we all the brothers together. And we sitting around and we just share. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's one of those times, Doc. It's one of those times that we have to feel like we're useful. We have to feel like don't ever let a man feel like he's not protected.
Come on. You were saying something very important that I do believe that we as men or the people out there in real life, listen, I believe that they have to hear that one more time that you said in the beginning and understand that our whole existence according to what, you know, the Bible says. And it's good, too, because we can talk about saved or unsaved or whatnot like that. Men just want to feel, just like you said, useful. And the reason why they want to feel useful is, of course, according to what God has actually put in place, like you said in the beginning, was that we were told, we were mandated, we were put this weight on that is natural to provide. And if we don't feel like somebody, I wish somebody catch this one. See, look, I don't want to get too churchy, but if we don't feel like we're appreciated, we don't feel like what we're doing is according to the innate nature of who we are as men, then we tend to sit there and shy away, and we don't even fulfill or put on the actual clothing that we need, watch this, to be useful in our role. Our role is to provide. Our role is to protect. And you brought up something really, really good right there. It says to dress and keep. That's what the word. That's what the word says. So now God has put a natural responsibility. That's what I was looking for. As far as a man is concerned, to dress and keep what he has. And I love that part because if you're saved or unsaved, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you were mandated to dress and keep and be dressing and keeping what you, oh my God, what you consider important to you. And what that entails is everything, again, that you work hard for to keep it. And I believe that, I love this topic because what you're saying with restoring the fire is the drive or the desire to fulfill what you were put here for. You were here to protect, dress, keep, come on, work hard for, to everything that you gained. That's a good one right there. Everything that you gained, my God, you're supposed to sit there and be a protector of. And as men, we have to sit there and, of course, like my wife has always said, sometimes y'all put it on your man pants. Absolutely, because we have to make decisions that are based on not emotional. It's something that we have to put in place and mandate. But if you start trying to diminish that role, some of us as men, let's be honest, some of us as men, we just don't want to step up the plate anymore because what we're doing is not being appreciative, or what we're doing is not being looked at as, okay, he's taking the reins, he's leading in this situation. At the end of the day, we are natural leaders. And that right there, if we don't feel like we're actually leading or we're not going somewhere, come on, somebody, we literally shy away. I don't know about y'all, but I'll step back. I think one of the worst songs that came out was with Beyonce, all the independent women. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you're trying to take on a role that God didn't even mandate for you. Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir. You're
putting yourself in a position that you know that, listen, this is the reason why. Watch this, men. We were given broad shoulders to sit there and take something and keep on going. I just preached it on yesterday. God revealed this. We are the time man. We can take a licking and keep on ticking because at the end of the day, our shoulders are broad enough to carry that weight. But if you try to come in the position that God has mandated for a man, then you're trying to take on the brunt of something that you were never built for. Oh my God, look at that. I felt the Holy Ghost on that. You're trying to step up into a position that you wasn't even built for. God created the man and he built him. He structured him in order to sit there and take on the brunt of this. And I thank God for this part. Yes, men are emotional. Yes, we are. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to making a decision, we're going to make a decision and we're going to ride with it if we lose or if we win. We're going to ride with it. And if you really want to be a helper, and I don't know why God is taking me to just couples right now in my mind, but if you want to be a helper to that man, then you have to support him in the place that he is right there. Come on, my wife has given me so much encouragement. She said, "I'm gonna ride with you. We win or lose. We're just gonna take the L together." And I was like, "Wow!" I was encouraged. My fire was lit because I had someone on my team that was allowing me to go ahead and lead. Now, watch this. I love this other portion. This is the last definition because I want to go with definitions a little bit because I want to make sure that we get a clear-cut understanding. Listen, it says to put again in possession of something. Oh, my goodness. That means watch this. It's when we said restoring the fire, we were trying to put back in the possession of each man's life this fire that needs to be lit or this encouragement that needs to be given in order to thrust them forward and be encouraged that, guess what, you are a leader. Come on, I feel it. I feel the Holy Ghost, Apostle. You are a leader. You are a stand-up guy. Listen, you are good. You got to sit there and believe within yourself that you are not going to allow anything else to try to smother out your fire on this morning. You got to get to that point where you have to say, you know, as in the Bible says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Listen, I cannot go back to where I was in losing. I cannot go back to where I was in failing because at the end of the day, I have to stand up and go and possess something that God has already put a mandate in my life. There is a position, men of God and men. Go look at this. There is a position that God has said that you are and I am in order to have everything correct in our life. So at the end of the day, we have to stand up and push forward. And listen, for those people that may be in a state of loss or a state of just failing, at the end of the day, guess what? I'm going to encourage you on today. You can get up and keep moving forward. Get up. I'm reminded again of a lyric that actually encouraged me. Now, I'm going to give you my own testimony. I was sitting there homeless. And as a man, watch this, lost everything. But as a man, I felt like I was worthless. I was unusable. But at the end of the day, I remembered the lyric in my head. It was crazy. It said, "I was down until I got tired, and then I got up." So this morning, hallelujah, God is trying to tell everybody, oh, my God, God is trying to tell y'all men, get on up at the end of the day. What is it going to hurt you at this point? Come on, get up from the bottom part of where you think you have lacked. Get up, hallelujah, from the bottom part where you think, hallelujah, that you are less than. Come on, you are. Listen, I want to encourage you. You are what God said you are. You possess, come on, the strength that God has told you that you have to get up and lead. We're going to talk about lighting this fire. I hope to God that everything that we're talking about on today is going to encourage you. Listen, you may have made a mistake. Come on, I hear that just right now in the Holy Ghost. You may have made a mistake in your life. Listen, just because you made one mistake doesn't mean that you're not going to make another. All you have to do is dust yourself off, get up, and try it again. Come on, somebody. Listen, nothing beats, I love this phrase that we have in my home. Nothing beats a failure but a try. Come on, somebody. Listen, I'm trying to encourage a lot of men out here that's going to be able to hear this. And then at the end of the day, if you ain't even tried, Come on, somebody. You just failed. So try to get up and go get the job. Try to get up and go lead your family. Try, come on, somebody, to get them in the direction that they need to go. Because, listen, we don't want to give up. We don't want to give up in hope. And we don't want to give up in, come on, in hope at all. You're talking to, or you're listening to a person that came from the bottom. You're listening to a person, come on, somebody, that was a drug addict. You are listening to a person that according to statistics should have lost their mind. Come on, somebody. But at the end of the day, again, I said, you know what? There is a strength in a made up mind. I got up and I said, I will not fail again. I will not fail again. I will be successful. But you have to sit there and give those affirmations to yourself in order to make sure that you're feeding the fire that God sparks in your life. Apostle, listen, I don't know if anybody out there feels like they have not been encouraged or they've not been thrust forward in the position as far as what God said has been mandated for our life. But we are today trying to put back again in possession of that fire. We're trying to give you, watch this, I'm thinking about a fire pit, and we're trying to give you some logs so that fire can catch on at the same time. Listen, but then I thought about fire. And Apostle, you know what? I believe that some people, some men are just afraid of failure or success. What do you think about that? Do you think they're more afraid of being successful, or that they may have been content with where they are? What do you think about that, Apostle? Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I tell people, this is one of the things that I try to share with people.
Uh-huh.
I listen to a lot of motivation, because a lot of times I'm not going to say we can't find it in the church, but sometimes we got to go beyond just the church to hear some people say some things that we wouldn't ordinarily listen to. Will Smith said something and here one of his motivations, and I follow him on his motivations. Will Smith says this. He said, one of the most important things that you have to realize is you have to fail, and you have to fail often.
That's good.
You have to fail, and you have to fail often. And he said, mm-hmm. The reason why you have to fail and have to fail often is because what happens is when you fail, you learn from your failure. If we never fall, we never know the strength that we have to get back up. And so this is what I say to you, the men that are listening to us this morning. It's okay to fail, but don't make the failure your life. I'm going to say that again, because that hit somebody right in the chest. They needed to hear that. Mm. You can fail, but don't make that failure your life.
Wow.
Don't make a failure your life. See, the one thing that we have to realize is this. The fall does not make you a failure. Staying in that thing is what makes you the failure.
That's good.
If we learn that this failure actually came along at a time in our life when we really needed to understand that we could get back up.
Wow.
The Bible says a just man falls seven times.
Yes.
A just man falls seven times. What would make that man just is because he just keeps getting back up.
Oh, that's good.
He just keeps getting back up. That's what makes him a just man. He just keeps getting back up. We gonna fall. Just get back up. Because watch this here. As a man, this is coming from two heterosexual male men that's on the line with you. That have failed.
Yeah.
Apostle, I've been with you. I've been homeless. As a man, I'm gonna tell you something. One of the most heartbreaking things is to have children and a wife depending on you, and you don't have nothing to give them but encouragement. See, we're going to go beyond the Bible this morning. Let me help y'all with this. We're going to go beyond the Bible because we got to restore these men this morning. We're going to go beyond the Bible. See?
Yes, sir.
You really haven't had your heart broke until one of your kids comes to you and asks you for something to eat, and you don't have no money to give them nothing to eat. You ain't been broke yet. You ain't been broke until you looking at all the bills and everything is in turn from white to pink to purple to bright green. I mean the bright orange. You ain't never had, and you don't got none of the money to pay for it, and you got 3 days before. Come on, let me help you this morning. If everything get cut off, it does not negate that you are not a man. If you lose everything, it does not negate that you're not a man. You're in a place to where now you have to understand trusting God goes beyond just watching them sitting in the church. I believe God. I believe God. I believe it goes beyond that. It goes beyond just having faith that God is going to do it. You have to understand that God is working in the lights off, the food not being there, the kids looking at you saying that you need, your wife looking at you, asking you, your children sitting up there going to be. Listen, I went to bed hungry so my kids could eat.
Yeah.
Just real talk. I'm just being honest. We were storing the men this morning, Doc. We have to realize that's what makes you the man. When you still standing at the end of the day, you ain't laying in the bed and you ain't been gave up. You still get up. You still get dressed. You still wash your face. You still brush your pearly whites. You get you a glass of water and you hit your grind until you find something. That's what makes you a man.
Come on.
Manhood does not reside in a place where you got everything. That's not where manhood doesn't reside in. Manhood resides in the push. It resides in the grind. Watch this here. I press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Your high calling does not come until you press. And that's what this thing is about. It's about pressing.
Come on.
When we learn how to press, we can become more effective in our walk when we learn how to press. Watch this here. The reason why I say that is simple. Is because watch this here. As a man, as a living, breathing man, we are designed to overcome what our wives are not. Now, listen to me very carefully. This is not to negate our sisters. God built us to be the stronger vessel. The Bible says that they are the weaker vessel, not saying that they are weak and they're saying that they can't do anything. They're the weaker vessel because, watch this, we were designed to carry the brunt of the situation.
Wow.
Sisters, let me help you real quick. Encourage a man when he's in a storm. If you ever see him cry, if God help me right in here. Cool, God, I'm gonna release one of our secrets. Listen, if you ever see a man crying, sisters, let me tell you what you do. You walk over there, you wrap your arms around that man, and you tell him, baby, we going to get through this one together.
Together.
I don't care what he got going on. That right there going to make him stand up, dust himself off, and say, you know what, devil? You might have got me while I was down, but, bro, guess what? I'm coming for your head now. I got some baggage. I got some strength now. That's what it means by being the help meet. You meet your man where he is, and you strengthen him. You meet the man in his broken place. See, because a lot of times, oh, my God. A lot of times, sisters, we ain't got the strength to pray because we're so worried about y'all.
Come on.
And we need you to come in and speak life. I posted on my Facebook, and I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Doc. I posted on my Facebook a picture of me in my wedding, and I took the picture and I folded the picture where it was two parts, and I'm just smiling, and I said, You never know what's behind that smile.
Wow.
Sometimes, Doc, we'll smile through the pain because we don't want the kids to see. We'll smile through the pain because we don't want our wives to see.
Yes.
But in actuality, we hurt. We're still talking about restoring the men. We're still talking about getting yourself up and going. But listen to me real close and real careful, guys. We have to understand that even in that place to where we are, we still have to rise to the occasion. Hurt, despair, and pain.
No matter what.
Talked about, left out, name ran through the mud, called everything except a child of God. You'd have been ostracized, you'd have been talked, you still lie. That's what makes you a man. The man. One of my favorite movies is Balboa, and he's talking to his son outside of the restaurant, and he says this phrase to him. He says, "It's not how many times you get hit; it's how many times you get hit and you keep getting back up and you keep pushing." He says, "That's how winning is done." We have to learn, even though we didn't got punched in the gut. You might go to your knee on that one, but you dust yourself off. You get up. Keep fighting.
Wow.
And I'm going to say this. Men, sometimes we just got to do it by ourselves.
Yes.
Just real talk, man, just as honest can be. Sometimes, man, we got to do it by ourselves. We can't rely on anybody. Reason being, and I'm going to say this to you, that this is going to bless your life, is because this storm was not designed for nobody else but you anyway.
But come on.
I'm done. I'm going to leave it alone, Doc. Put it back in your head.
Listen, you just blessed my whole life with that one, because I was thinking that each one of our storms may be our storms that's designated for us, but the similarities themselves have one thing in common. God has strengthened your shoulders to take on the brunt of this whole situation. Now, my thing is that we as men have to just step up and just go ahead and get in our right position in order to sit there and lead correctly, because I believe that if in the event that we do finally step up and we are strengthened, we are revived, we are renewed at that moment, God will give you some extra strength in your shoulders of yours. Oh, my goodness. Because the weight itself and the responsibility that you have as a man going forward doesn't to me, just what you said, Apostle, sometimes you just got to do it by yourself. And because you are stepping up to the plate, there we go, stepping up to the plate finally and showing up, God will give you some strength in those shoulders that he conditioned for the weight that you have to carry anyway. Oh, I wish that I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. God will give you strength in your shoulders to carry on the weight that you were supposed to have already carried anyway, if you get right back in your position. Sometimes we just got to get on up. And I love how you said that. Watch this. You'll never know what a failure is until you fail. You'll never know what success is until you fail. Because at the end of the day, watch this. Your success, my success, could be totally different. Oh, I just felt that in the Holy Ghost, sir. Your success as an individual and my success may very well be, your success may be having that apartment. My success might be, in my mind, having a house. But as long as we are successful in sustaining what God has allowed us to step up in, guess what? We're still successful. It doesn't change anything about the success. And I don't know why, but I feel this somewhere in my spirit. Again, don't sit there and build your success around another man, but possess your success where you are. Come on, somebody. Listen, I got a truck, finally. But before I had that truck, I had to think about it. God, listen, you gave me ways to get back and forth to my job at all times. So just because I got a truck doesn't mean I negate what I had as a car or SUV or something like that. But guess what? We all have this in common. We all got four wheels. We ain't sitting up there walking. Come on, somebody. We all have a roof over our head. Listen, we went from that time, like you said, the struggle, when you had to sit there and watch somebody. You had to sit there and step back and watch the people that you are protecting and serving, making sure that they get nourishment before you get nourishment. Come on, somebody.
Come on, son.
Things that we know that we have to put back in place as men. And I say that with a strong, heavy heart right there, because there are some people that are just in that particular position where they have had to sit there and go without eating as men to make sure that what they are dressing and keeping. Come on, somebody, get the nourishment that they need. Because we as men, we got to make sure that that happens. We have to make sure that the lights are on. We have to make sure that the water is running. Listen, just like you said, let's not that we negate you, God, at all, but let's just go ahead and put this to the side. At the end of the day, I had to come to a conclusion in myself. As long as I had light and water, come on, somebody, a roof over my head, I had to get back to the focus of what was needful. Care at one point if I had cable. I didn't care at one point if I didn't have a cell phone. As long as I had some way to talk to somebody. I had a landline. See, I don't even know if anybody got them anymore. I got a landline in the house still, just in case. I can't pay that cell phone bill, but at the end of the day, I could still be in contact with somebody. But I had to get to the bare minimum of what I thought was going to be success for us. I know that I can sleep in a bed. Come on, somebody, because sometimes, I don't know, some people take it for granted that they even got a bed. Come on, somebody. And it don't matter if it's a secondhand bed. Don't matter if it's a brand new bed. You laying in a bed. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Listen.
Go ahead, Doc.
I'm just saying. I was thinking about it, too. Your success literally is not driven by what other people think. At the end of the day, watch this.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, listen to me real quick. Just because you ain't eating a steak, you can go get some noodles, and it still works the same.
Okay,
It just dropped in my spirit. I have this, and I do this for myself because I look at the things that I could have taken for granted.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I'm still getting nourishment. Come on, somebody.
Still doing what you do.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I was sitting up there listening to you, and this is what I kept hearing, Doc, I kept hearing this over and over and over. I kept hearing this, is mm-hmm. our failure is what build our faith.
Come on.
If you look at it, your failure is what build your faith. Your failure is what build your faith. Because every time you hit the floor, time you hit the ground, and you get back up mm-hmm. and you dust yourself off. It takes faith to get back up.
It sure, man. Yes, sir.
It takes faith to get back up. Because, see, I think as men, what we sometimes forget, what we mishandle is the fact that when we fail, the failure was never intentional. The failure was never seen by us in God's plan for us. But we have to realize the failure has always been a part of God's plan.
Yes.
Does that make sense to anybody? The failure has always been a part of God's plan. He say, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Now, you would have thought when we, because we're going to go back, let's go back to Genesis, you would have thought that God wouldn't have known about Adam, Eve was going to take the apple and give it to Adam. You would think that God wouldn't know that, but he knew this already. He knew Satan was going to talk into Eve's ear. See, the thing that God has given to us as men is the ability for us to stand strong in that place that we need to stand strong in. But he does not always expect us to be on top of our game, because if we never fail, we never learn. My grandson, he says to be two. Watch this here. They get upset with me because I tell them, I say, listen, I say, he has to fall. He has to. He has to fall. He has to hit his head. He has to get some cuts. He has to get some bruises. He got to get some of them bites, you know, them bite marks and all that stuff from being out there with the mosquitoes and stuff. Because when he gets older, believe it or not, and I'm going to bless somebody's life, that, right there, ladies and gentlemen, is your testimony.
Uh-oh.
That's your testimony. Hello, lights and walls. That's your testimony.
Yeah.
Your strength and your scars of life is your testimony. If you never go through anything, brother, you can't be a successful husband. You can't be a successful father. You can't be a successful brother. You can't be a successful friend, because you've never experienced nothing. Because there's going to be a point in their life when they're going to come to you and they're going to ask you, hey, bro, I'm going through something.
Wow.
I'm going through something. I need you to help me through this. Give me some encouragement. I was watching a very old show called Soap. I don't know if anybody, I just told my age, I don't care. I'm good. But I was watching an old show called Soap. And the mama on there, her name is Corinne. And her son, Jody, was having a life experience. And she said something to him that a lot of people wouldn't catch if they wasn't in the spirit. She said this. She said, I would give you some advice, but I've never had to go through this before.
Mm.
I was like, the preacher in me, like, Shato, Rabba, Tata, Tete, on Bobo. He hit that right there. If we never go through nothing, we can't ever tell nobody about an experience we ain't never been in.
Never.
I'm gonna release with my stand, Doc. I'm letting you have it.
Apostle, that's so good, because you can't. I just literally was talking to someone about that not too long ago. There's no way that you can sit there and tell me about anything if you have never been through it. You can try to empathize with me at the end of the day, but you can't. I don't believe that you would have the same testimony, just like you said, that I would have if you had not had to go through it. But listen, the encouraging part about that part is that, and for all of those people that are following and listening, that I know, like in my church, God has told me to go on ahead and tell them that don't take stock and through, because at the end of the day, that word itself says that something has to start and end. Come on, somebody. My God, listen, just because you're going through it doesn't mean that you have to stay in it.
Say that again. Say that again. Now, say that again, because somebody missed that one. Say that again.
I do believe they got to get this one. Just because you're going through it doesn't mean that you have to stay in it. The storms themselves have to stay. Believe it or not, they have a destination. They can start and stop. But the point in this particular situation to encourage you that just because the storm starts, it has to stop. It depends on how long you want to stay there. Listen. It has a beginning and an end. It has a beginning and an end. Just because that little small storm, and I'm also reminded again, like I said, I don't want to get too churchy, but I just want to let you know. I want everybody to understand that, or by way of the spirit, that that storm or that situation that you had to encounter was not meant for your demise. It was meant to nourish you right where you are. Because if we never went through something, we'll never learn something. Come on, somebody. If we never sat there and just as we were talking, if we never failed, we would have never known. I'm reminded of what Paul said. I would have never knew what sin was if I didn't see it. Come on, somebody. I would have never known what failure was if I didn't see it. So guess what? Be encouraged that you had to go through that failure to know how not to fail again. Come on, somebody. You had to go through that failure in order to be encouraged that, like, maybe not, I don't necessarily need to do that again because I know that that failed. But I got up out of that failure because I had to go through it in order to feel it, in order to, again, to build my character. God, come on, somebody. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That there's those storms and those trials and tribulations, those things that you had to encounter that were failures, was something that was going to build your character and push you forward past it. Come on, we just got to sit there and notate it. Come on, put an X on it. At the end of the day, that didn't work. So I'm not going that way again. Come on, somebody. Like, I did not make a good decision financially at that point. Okay, so we know that. Mark it, say we're not going to do that again. Because at the end of the day, we have to put back in perspective again. Here we go, man. We have to put back in perspective that God made our shoulders broad. He made them strong in order to carry us through this situation that we've gone through. And I want to encourage some of those people there that may have lost something by way of the finance report. Listen, at the end of the day, you dust yourself off and get on up. Because at the end of the day, again, as Apostle Douglas even told, as you have said, Apostle Douglas, listen, we have to learn what we need to learn in those places and don't soak in, come on, the failure itself that has happened in order to get up and push forward. I believe that some people here need to be encouraged that, listen, your greatest failure could be your greatest success. Oh, I'm going to say that again one more time. Your greatest failure can end up being your greatest success. I can tell somebody, listen, you don't want to do that. You don't want to try to do that because at the end of the day, I went through that failure. You don't have to. I'm going to encourage you today. I went through that failure and you don't have to. You don't have to sit there and stay zombified and be under the hallucination of drugs. You don't have to. Listen, go through. Watch this. You don't have to sit there and embody if and when you fail, that you have to stay there. There is a power in a made-up mind. If in the event that you want to sit there and see something change, change your mind. Change your mind. Change your mindset. Change your surroundings. Change what's going on that you know that you're losing in. Come on, that you feel, watch this, that you feel that you're losing in. At the end of the day, nobody wants to sit there and feel like a failure, but we would go through the failure in order to be successful. We got to know that the failure has to start and it has to stop. That's just one of those wonderful small tidbits I want to put out there because as I was going through, God said, why in the world are you sitting there taking stock and going through when I provided a way out? Come on, somebody. Y'all, these I want to get these Bible scholars in there because God said that he made a way of escape. Why are we sitting there trying to glorify going through? At the end of the day, come on, somebody need to put that in their spirit. I'm coming out, and I'm coming out fighting. Come on, we want to restore this. We really want to restore this fire. I want to come out fighting. At the end of the day, I'm going to fight for my manhood. I'm going to fight for my marriage. I'm going to fight for my children. I'm going to fight for myself. Come on. Apostle, I just heard that good in my spirit. If nothing else fails, I'm going to fight for myself. And I'm not going to stay here at the bottom because God said I'm successful. And because of those things that I associate myself with, when I say the things that we associate ourselves with, watch this. I'm talking about if you associate yourself with God, God doesn't ever fail. He always wins. And at the end of the day, he'll sit there and help you get out of the situation. But all you have to do is yield yourself. Can we just be real with ourselves sometimes and just literally say, look, I cannot make it. I need some help. I need somebody to be able to speak. speak a word. I need a mentor. I need somebody that possibly went through the same thing I'm probably going through right now. And guess what, man? I'll be one to sit there and say that at the end of the day, if you wanted to reach out even into this broadcast, that you can receive the help that you need to be successful. Yes, maybe we can sit there and point you in a direction that you need to go. Maybe we can sit there and encourage you right where you are. But at the end of the day, we know because of some of the failures that we have already experienced that you can get up, you can be successful, and be in a position to uphold what God has already mandated for your life, to be a man and lead your family, to be a man and get up and lead in society. Come on. To be an outstanding citizen. You can, all these different things can happen and be for you. At the end of the day, watch this. We need to, again, be in the proper position in order to make sure that we are upholding what God has given us. I'm reminded about what you said, Apostle, and it really again, agitated me with that part. In the beginning, he said that we were to dress and keep. We were to dress and keep. I want to sit there and say it again. We want to dress and keep what God has given us in our hands and not take it for granted at all. God has literally given you life. He wants you to dress and keep. He's giving you a wife. He wants you to dress and keep. He's giving you children. He wants you to dress and keep. At the end of the day, we need to be encouraged so that this fire that God has in your belly does not dim out. I want to encourage you. Listen, you are successful. You are, come on, you will possess. Come on, you will get, you will succeed. These things will happen for you. I want to put some lighter fluid on this fire. At the end of the day, I want to sit there and encourage you. Listen, you may feel like you're at the bottom, but guess what? At the end of the day, you got to come up. Come on, somebody. You got to come up. You don't have to stay there at the bottom anymore. Again, I say again, you talking to somebody that was really at the bottom. And I think I was talking to my wife. I wanted to sit there and try to deal with, you know, starting from the bottom, and now we're here. At the end of the day, listen, take pride in what God has given you. Take pride in what you have worked for. Take pride in what God has told you to protect. Take pride in what he told you to sit there and the people that he's the wives and the children that he's told you to be nourishing for. Come on, take pride in those things that God has given you, because at the end of the day, watch this, you were built for this. You were built for this at the end of the day. Now, I say again, watch this. I looked at these words and everything. I love them because restoration just means to renew as well. It means to bring back to a new. Let this be the new starting point. Come on, let this be the beginning of a new thing that God has allowed you to see. See the light at the end of the tunnel. Because at the end of the day, again, God has, again, provided a way of escape for you and I to sit there and be successful in where we are. I love this part because at the end of the day, there is a fire that is in every man that is driven by what God has already mandated for your life. And all we're saying today is let's encourage you. Let us go ahead and encourage you. I believe that Apostle, if there is anyone out there that would like to have a, you know, leave a message or comment or something like that, let us know. Come on, let us know how you feel at this point. Because at the end of the day, yes, we as men, we got to sit there and be able to encourage one another in order to sit there and succeed in this life. I don't know how else to sit there and put it, because sometimes, again, this thing gets really, really heavy, and sometimes you can't talk to anyone else. Sometimes you can't talk to your wife. You can't talk to your child, because guess what? At the end of the day, this is exactly what God has mandated for you. Sometimes you're going to have to surround yourself with some men that are definitely or have definitely gone through the same thing that you're going through, you're dealing with, because, again, how else are you going to sit there and get some help at the end of the day? You have to sit there and pull on those things that those tools that God has provided for you at the beginning or at the end of the day. You may have a mentor right there in front of your face, and you never really sat there and accessed them, or you never talked to them and said, hey, look, this is what I'm feeling. This is how it's going for me. Amen. At the end of the day, you got to sit there and be able to try to open your mouth and express how you feel at this point. Because if you don't, you will implode. You will implode. So I just believe that God has a way of bringing these wonderful topics to life. Apostle, I thank you, first of all, for bringing that up, because, again, in order for us to restore a fire, somebody has to be flickering.
Somebody got to have somebody. Come on, sir, you feel right.
You know, somebody got to be faltering, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to be, like I said, flickering. Y'all ain't never seen a flicker. I used to smoke. So when you ain't got no more fluid in your lighter, come on, you just see the spark. But God's saying, why don't you turn that spark back into a flame? Oh, Jesus. Why don't you turn the spark back into a flame? That's what really I want us to do. And if we even have some time, what do you believe, Apostle, is smothering out these fires?
Life. Life.
My God.
I'm just gonna be honest with you. Life. If you ask the average man,
mm-hmm.
brother, we just having a conversation. What is it that you're going through right now? Or what is it right now that's keeping you from having your drive and your push? And he will tell you the oracles of his life. Man, I'm on a job that I really don't want to be on. I'm doing it because I need to provide for my family. My relationship with my wife right now ain't all that good. My relationship with my kids ain't all that good. I try to pray, man. I try to read my Bible, but you know, I got so much going on in my life. Sisters, I'm trying to help y'all this morning with the men. I want y'all to hear the contents of their heart. They were another man. So you just don't think that brother is just talking. I want y'all to hear his heart. My relationship with God, my relationship with prayer ain't all that hot either. I try to pray, brother. But, you know, it's difficult for me to call on the name of the Lord because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still looking at, I got more month than I got money. I got.
Come on.
God Almighty, I'm trying to help somebody. I got more month than I got money. I got more issue than I got solutions. I got more problems than, can I borrow something from Jay-Z? I got 99 problems and I need help with every last one of them. Come on. And let me tell you something. For us to be men.
Yes, sir.
For us to be the men, what smothered our fire is life. Because at the end of the day, if we can't have peace nowhere else in our life, we want peace when we walk through our front door.
Come on.
We want peace when we walk through our front door.
Yes, sir.
Not to negate any other race. Not to negate any other race. Hear me and hear me well. Not to negate any other race. But as a black man, I'm talking from a black man standpoint because I'm a black man.
Yes, sir.
We have enough contingency on the outside from the rest of the world that when we come home, we should be at peace. If we can't find it nowhere else, we should find it in our home. Because life can already, believe it or not, life had already beat your man half to death before he even got to the door. And something, and because we love you so much, baby, we don't want to bring that in. Because sometimes our pain sometimes can be misconstrued as us complaining.
That's right.
He just complaining. Oh, baby, it's a hurt. It's a hurt. It's hurt. And see, let me bless you a little bit further, ladies. We do not care. We do not care about what you're going through. It's that sometimes our weight outweighs your weight. And it seems like we're not paying attention to you.
Wow.
But we have this weight that we're trying to carry. And we love you with our whole heart. We love you. We love you to the end of the earth and back. But our weight that we carry makes it difficult for us to embrace you like you need to be embraced. But watch this. If you took out the time to find him weighing in and just wrap your arms around him for about 30, 45 seconds and tell him, you the man, I love you, I appreciate you. Life smothers that fire. But woman, let me tell you something with your fire. What do you do when you embrace us? When you embrace us, you kindle our fire.
Wow.
Your embrace is that flicker that my brother just got to talking about. Your embrace, I felt it in the city of my never dying soul. Y'all forgive me. That you are that flicker that we need for you to embrace us. And the words that come behind that hug. Notice I say hug, not hug. Hug. And if you hug him the right way, hit me and hit me well. If you hug him the right way, that man will go to the ends of the earth for you and back. He will fight a grizzly bear with pork chops wrapped around his neck for you. He will go into the jungle with a full meat suit on to come and get you with hungry lions all around him because of that, because he's coming to get that hug from you.
Wow.
See, we can fight life. We just don't want to fight life with you.
Wow.
We can overcome life. We can overcome life. We just don't want to have to overcome life and you. Now, we got 15 minutes left. We got 15 minutes left. Give your final word on this, man. Pray us out now. Pray us out.
Amen. I want to first, I don't know how to do all that. I'm sorry. My wife told me to turn my ring off. But anyway, so look at that. Help me. I just want to, switch. That's right. There we go. I just got this new iPhone, y'all. I just want to sit there and say, I done been here. The one thing that I want to sit there and encourage everyone to see, like you said, again, Apostle, for those partners, those people that have partners and people that are on their team, and my wife and I always sit there and talk about that. When we talk about partners, we call them team in their last name, in order for them to see that, you know, that they're taking on the brunt of this thing called life that has been trying to smother us out and choke us out. But they have a teammate there. And at the end of the day, if you don't become wives, if you don't become the biggest cheerleader for your husbands, wherever they are, or your mates, wherever they are, then we tend to embrace the failure instead of trying to embrace the way out or the way of escape that God has provided for us. So I just want to encourage you to be the encourager that you are, the nurturer that you are, ladies out there. Get, like Apostle said, I want to give you a little insight. when the word of God not only gave us that particular mandate to lead, guide, and protect, he also gave us a person or a personal teammate on our side to help push us and propel us into the greatness that we are. Yes, we have God, but when you men in totality have not understood that God said that you have to cleave to that person. Women, you have to understand it's going to sound like, of course, us complaining or whatnot, but we're just expressing ourselves. And I just hear this really, really deep in my spirit. Men, don't you be afraid to express yourself to your mate. And your mate, I'm sorry, I said your mate. Look, my wife trying to correct me right now. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, don't be afraid to express to your mate how you are feeling, because at the end of the day, you're cleaving to them. That means you made a decision. You're drawing a line in the sand and said, this is what I have done. And let me say this. Don't think that it's strange. This is what God has mandated before you and I was created, that we have to make a decision to cleave to them. That's the reason why women, again, we as men, we can sit there and, again, do what the Bible says, leave our parents, our family, and lean to you. We are leaning to you because you're supposed to be the closest portion of help that we have. Men have all these ups and downs just like women do. Men feel the same way you do. But just like Apostle said, the way that we respond is not the same as you, because at the end of the day, we still have to have that strength in order to lead and guide and protect what God has given us. So with that being said, Apostle, I want to pray for those men that are flickering. I want to pray for those men that need to be encouraged on today, that God, what God has placed in you is so pure, it's so important, and it's so needed, my God, at this time in our life. It is so needed for you men to be able to stand up and literally get back in the position that God has told you that you were conditioned. Get back in the position that you have been conditioned for. You can do this. You can make it. God, with God on your side, you can make it. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, first of all, giving you praise and thanks, God. I thank you for every listener that is on the line. I thank you for every person that has had these conversations. God, I thank you for the people that are listening and turning, and their minds are turning and into a way. I thank you for that the women are having their mindsets turned to be the greatest helper that they can be. God, I thank you right now for the men, hallelujah, for stepping up to the plate, confidence and boldness, oh God, not afraid to make a mistake, not afraid to fail, God. At the end of the day, God, we thank you, hallelujah, even for the failures as well as the successes. God, I thank you right now for restoring those men back to strength. With strength, God, I thank you right now for restoring those men with joy. God, I thank you, Lord God, that your word says, restore in me the joy of my salvation. God, I thank you right now that you're restoring them back right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now that those that are still on the gospel plow, God, that have a fire lit, God, we decree and declare that even their fire would ignite even the more. God, I thank you right now that every dead place is coming to life. God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord God, that every desolate place has the water that you said that would spring forth for them. God, I cast down and rebuke every negative attitude, every negative connotation, every negative attack that has come against these men and their character right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're protecting them right now as we speak. And, God, I give you praise, God, because you alone are worthy. You are able to do all things but fail. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for giving them the strength and the life that they need, oh God, to lead like they're supposed to. God, I thank you right now even more broadening their shoulders, giving them strength in their muscles, God, giving them strength in their mental capacity right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for giving them a swiftness in their back, oh God, to endure this race, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. And we, man, God, we stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus for every lost one right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now that this clarion call is going out into the earth realm right now in the name of Jesus. Men, stand up. Men, stand up in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you right now for giving them strength in their legs, God. I thank you right now, God, to give me, hallelujah, that you're blessing their hearing right now and their seeing, oh God, and their decision makings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak success and prosperity in those men right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, hallelujah, that your peace that surpasses all understanding is even going into their homes right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that your Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide in them, God, like never before. God, we expect, oh God, we stand on the expectation, hallelujah, of your capability today, God. We know that you're capable, oh God, of giving them a new start. We know that you're capable, oh God, to light the fire, God. And not only light the fire, God, we know that you're capable for sustaining their fire in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you right now. I thank you for Apostle right now. I thank you for this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the airways right now in the name of Jesus that is going out and touching someone like never before. God, I thank you right now as they come across, hallelujah, that they be encouraged, they be strengthened, and they be renewed, and they be restored right now in the name of Jesus. And God, will forever give you thanks, will forever give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Pastor Amos, let the people know how they can get in contact with you in your service times and all of that.
Amen. Listen, we are in Byron, Georgia, and the name of the ministry is Power of Life Ministry. And I pastor with my wife, Pastor Alicia Amos, and we are at 311 Highway 49, Suite 260 in Byron, Georgia. Our church times are at 12:15 on Sunday, and yes, our doors are open, and we are following all of the CDC guidelines. Amen. We also have Bible study on Wednesday night via Zoom, via YouTube, and Facebook. If you just go on Facebook, you'll see Power of Life, or you can come to the church, and we'll have services there. We have services at 7 o'clock as for Bible study. We also have prayer in the temple and things of that nature on Tuesdays and Fridays at 5 a.m. You can also dial in. If you follow us on our page, you will see the Power of Life sign. Our Power of Life emblem on Facebook has a wonderful red heart in it, and you can't miss us. Amen. It says Power of Life Ministry. If you would like to try to get in touch with us by Facebook, again, it's POL Men or Power of Life Ministry. We also have a 800 number. We have a toll-free number that if in the event that you'd like to try to get in touch with us, it's 1-800-908-9189. That number again is 1-800-908-9189. If you want to get in touch with us by email, it is Power of Life MIN. That is Power of Life MIN at gmail.com. Again, we are willing and available for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you guys so very much. Thank you, Pastor Amos, so much for what the Lord had laid on your heart to share with the people on this morning for you. Gracious and eternal Father, Father, we pray that you will return back unto the man of God. God, that he has poured out, God, that he has shared with these your people, the men, to encourage and inspire and strengthen them. Father, we pray that you will restore back to them that, God, that life-giving resource that you have placed in him, God, to build your people. Father, we thank you for the anointing that's on his life. God, reinforce and restore that anointing. God, we thank you for everything that his hands touch that shall prosper. God, every word that he say, God, shall go out and accomplish that gift you have set for it to accomplish. God, let no lack be anywhere in his house, God. God, let every place that he go into, Father God, God, he finds your glory, that he finds your provision, that he finds, God, that you have sent him to be there. God, let him see the traces of your feet, Lord God, God, as he walked through this thing, and give him the encouragement, oh God, to continue to encourage others. In the mighty and rich and powerful name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you guys so very much. We thank you so much for joining us on this morning. We don't have that much time left. I love when me and Pastor Amos get on here because we run the clock down, boy. We get on here, we run the clock down. I love it. I love it. But I thank God for you, my brother. I thank God for you so much. I appreciate you so much. We're going to connect later on this afternoon. I'll give you a call. But I just wanted to thank you so much publicly. I want you to thank you before the world. And just a tidbit in your ear, man. We picked up the United Kingdom the other day. So not only did you speak right here in the United States, but you spoke in the United Kingdom too. So you're going to get out of that. So. Yes, sir. So I just wanted to encourage you, man. I wanted to encourage and tell you thank you so much. We appreciate you. Then we'll get back with you.
Yes,
God bless you guys. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Nick Donnell Douglas, Sr., and we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. This portion of the broadcast has been brought to you by Coral Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. Remember, if you're looking for that relaxing bath, that Calgon Take Me Away moment, please get in contact with Lady Douglas. You can do so by calling or texting 832-816-7933. Or you can go to her webpage, her email, which is coregiftedgift34@gmail.com. You can contact her there as well. Thank you guys so much for being a part of today's broadcast. And remember, those of you who would like to stay into the broadcast, you can do so by going to your Cash App, and that's $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You can go there to sow your gifts. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning. We pray that today is be a fantastic day for you. And those of you all who need Christ, please continue to listen in and be a part of it and link up with us that we can pray for you, encourage you, and strengthen you through the Word of God. Amen. Amen. You guys have a fantastic day. God bless you.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.